This is Utah Public Radio. I'm Shalane Smith Needham here with our film critic, Casey T. Allen. Hi, Casey.
Hello, here I am.
And this week you watched the blockbuster summer film, A Quiet Place, Part 2. The first was extremely successful. Do you think Part 2 measures up?
This sequel was released in theaters on May 28th in time for Memorial Day weekend, and it might be the film of the summer to nudge the floodgates of audiences open again. A Quiet Place Part 2 picks up immediately where the first film ends, with the nuclear family forced to leave their farmhouse, venturing barefoot into an unknown world, meeting other people who are dangerous or begrudgingly helpful. Other film critics have written their reviews of this film saying nerve-shredding, inspired, and an astonishing sequel. I don't think I would go that far to use those words, but A Quiet Place Part 2 still captures the thrilling intensity of the first film from 2018, and even more importantly, it manages to maintain the intensity and suspense from beginning to end. Its patience, simplicity, and momentum are so focused and so delicate that it's nothing like a tired idea being recycled that's often seen in sequels. The ending is far too corny in the name of triumph, but most of the cast does a beautiful job because they don't try too hard, something rarely seen in horror films. 18-year-old deaf actress Millicent Simmons, who was born in Bountiful, is a bright, shining star in this film, combining vulnerability and courage beautifully. Hopefully, the PG-13 rating of this film will be inviting enough for Utah teenagers to check it out, endure the stressful silences, and flinch at the successful jump scares.
Well, Casey, this film is performing so well at the box office, grossing nearly $150 million worldwide so far. Does this mean people are returning to theaters, or is it mostly from online viewing?
I think it's a combination of both, maybe half and half. I saw this movie myself in the movie theater, and I was maybe one of 15 to 20 people in the theater. So there weren't a ton of people when I went. But I think as summer goes on, people, mostly teenagers and other kids, will start going back to the theater gradually.
All right, Casey. Well, thanks for being here with us this week, and we'll look forward to talking movies next week.
I'll be ready.
I could be the more teeth fucking a heavy crush.